This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The University of Kentucky Extension Tobacco Summer Field Day will join many others as it's being held in a virtual format this year. University of Kentucky and University of Tennessee tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says one event will replace two this summer, with a fall event still on the books for right now.
The postponement date is October the 6th for the Highland Rim Springfield Tobacco Field Day. And then we normally have one here at Princeton. We go in with the corn and soybean folks, and I'm also going to do a separate online kind of a tobacco update in that same time frame, the last of July, first of August. And I'll also cover our Murray Tobacco Twilight Tour.
Dr. Bailey says a big topic this year seems to be angular leaf spot.
And that's been our kind of our overwhelming disease that we have in this crop. This year, we hadn't seen so much of it yet, although it's just getting to the point where the tobacco is the right size to start seeing angular leaf spot.
He adds there have already been a few cases confirmed.
It's a bacterial disease that tends to be more of a problem with some of the larger tobacco as it gets closer to popping time. We've confirmed about 8 cases so far for sure that we've documented bacteria in the lab that we think is for sure angular leaf spot. There's probably more cases than that too.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.